おはようございます。Thank you for dropping by Teduodigawa Bookmakers at teduodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Today, I'm going to give you a synopsis of a novel. The name of the novel is The Year Without Days. The main plot is a religious group made up at random is going to cause terror in Tokyo. And they are playing off the Om Shinrikyo subway poisonings using their sarin gas. But my group is not going to try to harm anyone. They're just trying to cause terror and fear. And, of course, when there's lots of terror or fear in the area, people turn to churches for solace. And they're hoping, my group is hoping to grab some of those people, because that's how they make their money. As in other countries, churches are not taxed in Japan, so if you have a church, and according to L. Ron Hubbard, you can make a lot of money. And of course, once you make the money, it's tax-free. So you don't have to tell the government how much money you're making, and then you can keep it all for yourself. And that's what my group, my little religious group, called the Church of Heaven Sent Joy. No, it's not called that. The Church of Heaven Sent Joy is the fictional group that I have created for my book. And they are organizing and getting ready. And the leader, Mother Joy, the leader of the Church of Heaven Sent Joy, makes her money from donations, and she has a lover who is a rich businessman with lots of connections to lots of people, so she can get lots of money, all tax-free. Now that's the main plot. Now I'll tell you what I like about it. Two of the characters are Kaze, which means wind in Japanese, and he has a blimp, a small blimp, and the church is using him to transport people around. And he meets Ai, which means love in Japanese. And they kind of sort of work around each other, not work around each other, they dance around each other, trying to figure out if the other one likes the other one or not. And their relationship moves sort of through the book. And I like both of those characters. They're both nice characters to work with. And they offset the evilness of the other characters. The rich lover of Mother Joy is called Kanazawa, Mr. Kanazawa. He owns a company and he's a consultant and he deals with a lot of politicians. And he goes from a very nice guy at the beginning of the book, he's a very nice guy, very friendly, very humble, to one of the more eviler people in the book. I like that transition. Also, it is not written in a chronological order. It's not a Tom Clancy adventure action novel. It skips between now and then and future and around, so you can read it in any order. There is an order of the plot, but it's not in the order of the chapters. I'm just writing the chapters as they occur, and sometimes I have a long chapter of 10 pages or so with a relationship between Kaze and I, and sometimes I have a very short one-page chapter that just kind of moves the plot along. But hopefully all the characters come out very strong. And this is called The Year Without Days, which I hope to finish really soon. You've already seen the minimalist cover, so I hope there's something to put in behind the cover soon. Anyway, that's the plot outline synopsis of that book, which I guess in genre would be considered, I don't know what it would be considered. It's not action, it's not mystery, it's not detective, it's not a adventure like a Tom Clancy novel. It's not horror like Stephen King. And so the cover has to reflect the actual plot. Anyway, let me know what you think the genre should be at tatoodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And here comes your drama.
Scribes, people who wrote for a living, started losing their jobs around 1453 when Gutenberg got his printing press up and running. And now, in 2010 or 15, when ebooks became more popular, maybe bookbinders would be losing their jobs. On the other hand, bookbinders have been losing their jobs since 1800, 1900, when glue was invented, and people could just glue their books together. So are we on a revolution here with ebooks where the talent of bookbinding is no longer required? Possibly. There are a lot fewer bookbinders now than before. Te Dorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
You're a bookbinder, right?
That's right.
And you make books and you put them together and then you sell them?
I don't sell them, I give them back to the owners, and they sell them.
I see. Well, I really want to be a bookbinder, and I wonder if you could take me on as a student.
I don't normally take on students, but why do you want to be a bookbinder?
Well, I think bookbinding is really an important craft. I really want to learn it, and I'm all set. I have a computer, and I have a bunch of programs I can use on my computer, and I have internet connection.
And why do you need an internet connection to make a book?
Well, I can't upload an ebook to Amazon or those other places without Wi-Fi, can I?
But you want to be a bookbinder.
Right, and bookbinders make books, right?
Yes, but we don't make ebooks. Hello. Maybe I should switch my job from making real books to making ebooks. That seems to be the more popular genre for bookbinders today.